From science to a mixture of science and fiction. Tonight, ABC TV will air a disaster movie about an imaginary bird flu pandemic.
Respiratory distress is quite severe.
Continues to worsen.
There's a lot more than 8 patients.
25 in the last 12 hours.
Which means we've lost any chance of containment.
Fatal contact. Bird flu in America has ruffled some feathers in the poultry industry. I couldn't resist, Alex.
Earlier, I spoke with Richard Lobb. He's the communications director of the National Chicken Council. Mr. Lobb, the Wall Street Journal reported last week that you tried to get ABC to change the name of this movie from Fatal Contact, Bird Flu in America to Pandemic in America, but they wouldn't do it?
Well, the reason we made that request is very simply that bird flu, as it exists right now, is really just an animal disease that is only very weakly transmissible to humans. The movie is all about a human disease that is apparently very, very readily transmissible from humans. The guy in the movie just shakes hands with somebody else, and before you know it, they're both falling down dead. The avian influenza virus that does exist, the H5N1 highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, is a disease of birds. I mean, we do have a pandemic going on right now, but it's a pandemic among chickens and turkeys and other domestic poultry. It's not a pandemic among humans.
Let's just note in ABC's defense that in some publicity material for this film, they say it was meticulously researched.
Well, I think it is interesting to, I know that they say they meticulously researched it, but that doesn't mean they followed the research or actually used the research in any way. We've had two pandemics in 1957 and again in 1968, the so-called Hong Kong flu and the Asian flu. A pandemic, you know, is just an epidemic that is spread over a wide geographical area. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a devastating, falling down dead type of virus the way the 1918 certainly was in some respects.
I'm sure it's not so good for the National Chicken Council to have ABC putting on a film about people getting a disease from chickens and birds. But still, it might get people to think about the possibility of pandemics and how diseases evolve. I mean, maybe there is some good in it.
I think our problem with the ABC movie is the least of ABC's problems. It's getting pretty devastating reviews. Newspapers across the country are highly critical of it. And so apparently, whatever it is, it's not particularly well done. I think the public needs to be aware that there's always a possibility for this, that influenza pandemics do occur from time to time. There is no cyclicality to it. You can go 11 years between a pandemic, as we did in 1957 and 1968, or you can go something like, you know, over 100 years. It seemed to occur at random. But right now, this virus just does not exist, and there's just nothing to worry about at the present time.
Richard Lobb, Communications Director for the National Chicken Council. Mr. Lobb, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you can learn how to protect your family from a real outbreak of avian flu and the government's plan to prevent all that, and find that terrific piece we did on it last week at our website, npr.org. And Day to Day continues in a moment.